This episode of Show Me Mo Success is sponsored by the 2023 Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference, a joint effort between MU Extension, the cities of Cole Camp, Lincoln, and Warsaw, Benton County, Benton County Extension Council, Benton County Economic Development, and Benton County Tourism and Recreation. Find out more at extension.missouri.edu/events/connecting-entrepreneurial-communities. This is Show Me Mo Success. I'm Luke Dieterle, Extension Specialist with the Exceed program at MU Extension, and I'll be your host for this show about the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference. We'll be taking a look back at the 2022 conference in Herman, Missouri, and also hearing about what to look forward to at this year's conference, taking place in Benton County on September 21st and 22nd. On the show today, how Melissa Lensing, Executive Director for the Herman Area Chamber of Commerce, came together with MU Extension Engagement Specialist Elizabeth Anderson and the entire Herman community to host a one-of-a-kind conference showcasing Herman and the efforts underway across the state of Missouri to create, connect, support, and sustain entrepreneurial communities. So, Melissa, when did you first learn about the CEC conference, and what was it that really grabbed your attention?
So the first CEC conference, the very first one was in Hannibal, and I'm sure I received an email through the Missouri Extension, and the word entrepreneurial conference certainly stood out for us here in Herman. We have some amazing small business owners here. And I saw it as an opportunity to learn more about what their day-to-day lives were like and how we can improve that in Herman. Herman's seen a lot of growth in the last 7 or 8 years. And I'm on my sixth year currently as the chamber director here. So a lot of things kind of grabbed my attention when I saw that first email and was so excited and have never looked back after attending the first one in Hannibal. There were several takeaways just from that first one. Probably the biggest one being is that we knew we wanted to have the conference in Herman. And so the campaign for bringing that conference to Herman certainly happened right when I got back home.
Yeah. So it sounds like you already had the thought that we're hosting this next one before you'd even left Hannibal. How did that ball start rolling? What was the first, what were those first couple steps you took to make this happen?
Well, it was interesting. I had it on the back of my mind, and Elizabeth helped me because I'm not remembering Mike's last name.
Crouch.
Yes, Mike Crouch that headed it up. So it was after one of the sessions at Hannibal, and I'd already identified that I was going to approach him, and he literally beat me to it. He came up. And he opened up his notebook and he said, "Hey, I just want to tell you what I wrote down in my notebook." He said, "I already wrote down that Herman would be a great place to have the CEC conference." And I said, "Oh, you stole my thunder." I said, "I was going to approach you and ask for the same thing. How do we get there?" And so that's really where the conversation started, even before we left the very first conference. So we came back, I got with my chamber board, they were 100% on board and supportive. We put together a committee right after that, and we sent in the official notice that we're in, we've got the support, we've got the committee in place, and we were willing to fight for it. And I think there were some other options, but luckily we were chosen, and we were very proud to have that conference here.
So when did you and Elizabeth kick off your work together? What were you, take us back to, you know, those first couple meetings and thinking about the details and the logistics and all of that. Like, where do you even start with something this big?
You know, trying to figure out how to make all of that work, the logistics of it were a little daunting. But having gone through it once, you know, it was, I'm sure, I'm sure the MU team learned a lot coming out of that first conference, and you know, the communities are a little bit different. We're, you know, quite a bit smaller than Hannibal, but we have a very, very walkable downtown, and that certainly worked in our favor because we had a venue that could house everybody in a big meeting area, and then they could walk within two or three blocks to inside our businesses for those breakout sessions. So it really was an easy transition going into that second year. And the MU Extension team were just amazing. I mean, they were with us every step of the way. Anytime we had questions, it was great that we had regular meetings. I mean, we kicked off our first meeting, I believe, was in January or maybe even in December before that conference. So it was
that's just what, nine, 10 months of planning?
Yeah, it really was. And we needed every day of those months for sure. So I was just thinking about that today. Elizabeth, this time last year, I was probably running around with my head on fire. But, you know, was just, again, just so excited to be able to showcase Herman in that environment. It was really, really a great experience.
Well, I don't want to put a dour note on this because everything has been great so far, but I have to imagine it wasn't all smooth. So what were some of the obstacles or some of the challenges that you had to overcome during those crazy 10 months?
Probably just the general, you know, when we would approach businesses and they would say, "You want to do what inside my store?" You know, and you're going to set chairs up, and what's that going to look like? And, you know, what's that mean for our customers? So just the initial concept of having somebody present materials inside their store was certainly a foreign concept for sure. But I will tell you, the feedback from it was just off the charts. So you know, any fears that I think they had initially certainly did not come true. And Elizabeth, you probably know more of maybe some hiccups. I'm sure there were equipment hiccups, or, you know, because that's a lot of logistics to get the equipment that's needed in every one of those locations, and every location's a little bit different. You know, do you need extension cords? Do you need, screens? How many chairs do we need at each place? You know, signage, you know, all of that. You have to think about all of that. So Elizabeth, you tell me what you guys saw on your end.
I mean, certainly logistics, because it is different than any other conference. And a lot of other conferences, you just go to a hotel, to a conference center, and you sit in your little breakout rooms, and everything, they usually have the AV equipment already built into the room. And so it's really different when you're thinking about trying to, okay, how are we going to get these people into the back room of a toy store and have them put on a presentation. But I think also some of it, and it's not challenge in a negative sense, but in a positive sense, is getting everybody in the community on board. Mm-hmm. We have usually our extension team and our local team, and the local team is obviously enthusiastic and passionate about bringing the conference to their community, but getting other folks on board to help with in-kind donations or let us use their space or prepare for a little bit of an influx of traffic for the weekend and things like that. But that's a fun kind of challenge, because I think it strengthens those relationships.
Yeah, I'll say I've lived in mid-Missouri for 15 years now, and I'm ashamed to say it took me 14 to get to Herman. So the conference really was my first time there. And I absolutely loved the setup of the conference, just because that's how I enjoy seeing places. I usually try and find a local. Ideally, I have a friend or a family member in that city, and just take me around. Just like, let's walk around, let's see the place. And having those breakout sessions in the businesses was just like it was welcoming. It felt like everybody wanted you there. And it was also just a great way to like see the town and experience what it really feels like. And it certainly makes me want to go back. I think having that set up for the conference is just such a great way to showcase a community. So, Elizabeth, I'd like to turn over to you now. So from your perspective, what was it like, throwing such a huge event like this with these, you know, external partners working together for 10 months? Where did you enter the picture and what were you involved in?
So I entered the picture about halfway through the planning process because while I had previously covered Osage County, I got asked to also help cover Gasconade County, which was really great. Gasconade's an amazing place. You've got everything from Owensville all the way up to Hermann up north. And so there's a lot of really cool things there. And some of those local relationships had already been building amongst themselves and with our planning team. But everyone on the team was so welcoming. I was able to jump right in and help with some of the social media and marketing and app type things. And it's all been really positive. But I think that positivity also it comes from the fact that, you know, you're only so good as the team that you're with. And we had a really robust network of local leaders there who were getting us in there and helping us pull it off. We couldn't have done it just inserting ourselves into their community, having them be such connected people to their community really made it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a village. How has your experience, you know, running the CEC in Hermann, I guess, set you up for the future? Because we're looking ahead to Benton County this year. What were some of those really important lessons you learned in Hermann that you're applying to this year's conference?
So I think what has helped us is just as we're experiencing the growth of this conference is just we're learning as we go what things to plan ahead and also to have a good sense of flexibility and collaboration and to know what we need to ask for when we need help with different things. I think also some of those logistical things, I mean, you really don't know until you get into a community what you're going to face. And so I know that definitely this year when we were looking at some of our different locations and scouting them out, I looked at every space with different eyes like, okay, this is where a screen would go, or this is where we can put some people and this is where we can plug things in. So that was nice to already have that background. And I think also just what's been helpful to take with us is just the people putting on the conference were really, really great, but also so were all of our attendees. We got really wonderful feedback last year from people who attended the conference. And so that really helped us to hone in on what speakers we wanted to engage for this year's conference so that we can continue to build on lessons that we've learned from the past two conferences, because we do have repeat attendees, but also what things might draw in new audiences as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned just kind of that process of reaching out and finding speakers. Like, what's the process look like for, you know, people who maybe want to be a speaker or just an attendee? How do they get engaged with the conference?
So, first and foremost, I would say if this conference sounds like something that is interesting to you, already go ahead and follow our business and communities page on social media, on Facebook through MU Extension, and also the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference on Facebook and LinkedIn now. I think we also have a LinkedIn page now. Because that is where we post things like our request for proposals for speakers. And also even in the off season, once the conference is over and we're getting ready to start planning the next one, you can sign up for our newsletter. And we send out all of that information over email throughout the course of the year, because it really is a year long planning process. Just so that people don't have to sit in their hotels kind of twiddling their thumbs, or they don't have to get up really, really early to make a drive in if they're coming from far away. If they want to spend the night beforehand, we've got some things first thing in the morning that people can do. They can play some golf. They can rent some bikes and go on some biking trails. There's kayaks they can rent. But then even for folks who aren't terribly outdoorsy, there's some different industry and historical tours at some different manufacturing places and some different museums in Coal Camp. And there's also some kind of set your own pace, choose your own adventure, like the barn quilt trail. You can drive around and see a lot of really beautiful barn quilts all around the county. There's even a coffee crawl that will take place the entirety of the conference, where several different coffee shops in the different communities where we're having breakouts have specials that you can take advantage of.
Oh, very cool. Awesome. Yeah, lots to look forward to. Yeah, I think that's about it then.
That was Melissa Lensing, Executive Director for the Herman Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for listening. I'm Luke Dieterle, Extension Specialist with MU Extension's Business and Communities Program. If you want to email the show, you can reach me at luke.dieterle, that's DIETTERLE, at missouri.edu. And remember, you can always catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and the Amazon Music app. And if you listen to us through Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review and be a friend of the show. Click that follow button. This episode was produced by Afshan Musani with research by John Klo. Executive producers are Sarah Riley and Mike Quinata. The Senior Program Director for MU Extension's Business and Communities Program is Dr. Rob Russell. And this is Show Me Mo Success.